Section 3. You will hear a student called Margaret Parkinson talking about the class she missed on Thursday with her professor. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 26. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 26.
Hi, Professor Timmons. Do you have a few minutes? I was hoping to talk about what I missed on Thursday.
Hello, come in. Sure, sit down. Could you tell me your name, please?
Margaret, sir. Margaret Parkinson. I apologise for missing your class, but I had to go to the hospital.
I'm sorry to hear that. Everything is okay now, though, I hope.
Yes, thanks.
Glad to hear it. So on Thursday, I outlined the research project that will account for 30% of your grade. All students will be divided into groups and will give a well-researched presentation to the class covering a specific topic relevant to student life.
Oh, that sounds interesting. Can we choose just any topic that pertains to life as a student, like how to start your own student organisation?
Well, though I'm sure that would be an informative presentation, I've already chosen a list of topics which I will assign. As an example, I assigned one group the topic of student loans. They're to research not just the prevalence of students who have loans to pay for their tuition, but information as to how best to manage these loans and possible scholarships that could alleviate some of the financial burden.
That one sounds particularly interesting to me. Could I request that topic? I could easily find out a lot about it by stopping by the finance office on my way to class.
Unfortunately, that one's already taken by another group. I have, however, assigned you to a group and given you all one of two choices.
Oh, I see. What are the choices?
The first is discussing smoking. Trends in the number of student smokers compared with the general population, popular reasons students take up smoking, and more healthy alternatives to smoking.
That one could be interesting. I'm not a smoker myself, but we'll see what my group thinks. If we did choose this topic, we would rather not put our fellow students on the spot to interview them. Where else could we gather information?
How about where the cigarettes are sold?
Oh, that's a great idea. I could interview the manager of a supermarket and find out the average age of people buying cigarettes, or how much they buy, that sort of thing.
Precisely.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. And what was the other topic?
The other topic is the practice of natural medicine. It sounds far more specific than the others, but it is more of an exercise of outlining a career path. If your group chooses this, you would cover the specifics of becoming a doctor of natural medicine, how to become licensed to practice natural medicine, what the career outlook is, etc. You could find much of the information you need on this in the careers office.
Wow, that would be really helpful, not just in learning about natural medicine, but in how to approach researching any career path.
That's the idea. I want groups to really think outside the box to find information on their topics. They should interview multiple sources.
Okay, now I think I have the general idea.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 27 to 30. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 27 to 30.
When is the presentation due?
I expect each group to send me an email attachment of the plan ahead of time by October 10th so that I can ensure that you are on the right track.
Oh, that's actually really reassuring. I would hate to spend so much time on a presentation only to find we had taken it in the wrong direction. So when is the presentation?
I let groups choose from the list of time slots I have between November 1st and November 5th.
Okay, how about the 3rd? I'll have to check with my group, of course, but maybe we could write a tentative time?
Sure, let me take a look. I'm actually booked completely through the 3rd and 4th now. How about sometime in the afternoon of the 5th?
Great, how about 2 o'clock?
No problem. I'll pencil your group in.
Okay, thanks. And to clarify, what exactly is due in the first phase?
Before the October deadline, I want your group to have compiled resources and then to provide some initial data analysis to support your claims.
Okay, so data analysis is due the 10th of October, and then the...
Presentation? Yes. The final phase is simply giving the presentation on the 5th of November.
All right. I think I have all the information I need. Thanks.
You're welcome. See you in class tomorrow.
That is the end of Section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to Section 4.